This is Passport to Texas. By now, you're aware of the zebra mussel. It's an invasive freshwater species first detected in North America more than 25 years ago in the Great Lakes. By 2009, the species made its way to Texas lakes.
Texoma was first, and now we've got them at five other reservoirs around the state, and we're trying to slow or prevent the zebra mussels from getting into other public water bodies.
Ken Kurzowski oversees regulations for inland fisheries. Zebra mussels reproduce quickly and outcompete native freshwater species like sportfish for food.
And on top of that, they have a way to attach to structures, boats, and things that cause billions of dollars of damage in other parts of the country where they get into water pipes on structures where they have to be cleaned off.
Those are the kinds of outcomes Parks and Wildlife and its partners want to avoid in Texas. On July 1st, a new regulation went into effect mandating all boaters drain their boats before leaving public waters.
Any water that you uptake in your bilges, live wells, has to be drained from your vessel when you're leaving those waters or you're approaching another public water. And that's statewide in all fresh waters.
Find additional information about this regulation, including how it pertains to transporting live fish while angling and how to correctly clean, drain, and dry your boat at TexasInvasives.org. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and receives funds from your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.